Time now to look through the window of baseball with our dear friend Bruce Jenkins of the Chronicle. We do it for Marvin Windows and Doors and Truett and White. Bruce, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Bruce.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Well, I feel like we're doing a knuckleball show today. We got so much going on out here, and you know how these things go for me. But this is some matchup today. You've got guys with about 560 major league starts. You got Cueto with the blisters. You got R.A. Dickey with the knuckleball. Who knows what's going to happen today?
You know, I heard part of your interview with Ron Wotus about knuckleballers, and I'm wondering, I'm trying to recall, and I can't, somebody who used the knuckleball as part of the arsenal. In other words, I threw a fastball, curve, slider, and I got a knuckler in there. And I know it'd be extremely hard to do, to throw it only on occasion because you want to perfect the thing and the catcher, you know, might not be into it, doesn't want to wear a big glove for the whole game. But how effective would that be if you had that pitch, you know, as just one of several?
Well, Bert Hooten had the knuckle curve. How about when he broke in? He threw a no-hitter. He was untouchable.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a little different, but yeah, that's about as close as I can recall.
Candiotti threw, he was a pitcher who happened to throw a knuckleball, too. And Dickey is also,
he'll sneak a fastball in there.
Yes, as Woe said, he was a pitcher, and he still is, obviously, but he didn't have the knuckleball. He got the knuckleball late in life after he had to learn how to pitch. But I find it fascinating. Look, Hoyt Wilhelm, he was a closer.
Fisher. For many teams, yeah.
Yeah, he's a Hall of Famer. Eddie Fisher was a closer for the Giants. And then I got to talk to John Miller about this today. Remember the big glove they used to use,
Bruce?
Yeah, that would deter a catcher, I think, from if a guy was just going to throw it maybe five or six times a game, is it really worth, you know, wearing a big glove for all of that?
Paul Richards, who was the innovator of so many things, he would put the pitcher at third base and bring in another pitcher, you know, and put him back on the mound. He did that with the White Sox. But he invented a glove. It looked like a pizza. I mean, honestly, it was, and of course, then baseball legislated against it. You couldn't do it. But I remember the pictures because he had Hoyt Wilhelm, and Gus Triandos caught him.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget it. Frank Zuppo, who was from San Francisco, was part of that staff. So this is interesting today to see what happens with R.A. Dickey.
Yeah, I mean, for a guy who's, maybe it's a good thing Arroyo gets another day of rest today, because that's probably the last thing he needs to see is that thing dancing up there.
Really, that's actually a good point.
Sure.
Bruce, what do you think about
it? It'll be good. It's a day the Giants, you know, they don't have to win, but it'd be awfully good. I mean, you know, it felt good to get back in the groove last night and to finish off or to continue it today would be pretty good.
Well, I think it's important for the pitcher today to reestablish himself because...
Well, we don't really know where he's at with all this blister thing, and he's been pitching through it, but that's not something you want to do long term.
No. This is a, God forbid, he has to go on the DL for, you know, a month or something. So I think for him, this is... Seeing R.A. Dickey against the Giants and seeing Cueto against the Braves, to me, this becomes a story today. Bruce, one thing I want to ask you, and I sort of brought it up this morning, and you know, baseball always comes back to the mean. And as I said yesterday, and I thought about it last night, Giants just have to win games. Because the Rockies, Diamondbacks, we saw they lost a couple of games yesterday. The Dodgers keep rolling along. But ultimately, things get back to the way it should be. People don't play 780 ball, 760 ball. And I think that's what the Giants have to focus on.
Yeah, I don't think... Colorado or Arizona is going to stay. They're both around 6, you know, in the 620 in there, 610. You really wonder if they can sustain that. And they'll come back a little bit, and the Giants just have to keep the pressure on. You know, winning one out of three is certainly not going to do it. They need to win series. They need to still focus on getting up to 500 and, you know, catching the Dodgers before you worry about Arizona and Colorado. So it's a pretty long haul, but, I mean, heck, it's still not even June. So... We'll see.
Yeah, absolutely.
Go ahead, Marty.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying Arroyo sits today again. And, Bruce, as Ron Wotus said today, you just have – the kid plays good defense. You just have to help him get through this. And, you know, it's not your problem. It's not your fault. Just stay with it. Boy, it must be tough for a 21-year-old to do that.
Yeah, I'm really glad they're keeping him up because, like you say, the defense, it really tells you a lot about the kid just in general and the fact that he's struggling at the plate. He's a huge bonus out there. He can play a lot of positions, and he will come around. The kid's a good hitter. I mean, he's not a 200 hitter. He's not a 250 hitter. He's got his, you know, a long way to go, but You know, things can change pretty fast. A couple of bloopers fall in, then he starts hitting the ball hard. I'd be surprised if he remains so, you know, just vacant up there.
Nick Hundley. Nick Hundley's getting a little bit of love from the pitchers now, which is kind of interesting. You know, and Posey, of course, is a hitter.
Sure.
Maybe we're seeing a little bit, maybe Posey, you know, maybe doesn't deal with the game plan quite as dramatically as Nick Hundley, who is a traditional catcher whose father was a defensive coordinator for many, many schools. So his work ethic for preparing, I bet, is pretty darn good. And he's getting some love from Block and from Kane of the way that he's handled them.
Yeah, that I think that was the big plus when they signed him to be the backup. You know, they knew they were getting a really good catcher who, you know, is studious and diligent and really, you know, takes pride in working with each individual guy, which on the Giants is a, you know, pretty good challenge going from Block to Cueto and everything else. And he'll hit a little bit. I mean, last night he was the guy, so that's a good pickup. I think in the long run they're going to be happier with him than they were with, you know, say Susak or some of the other guys they had back there.
Yeah, he's got a good work ethic, and I understand now. You know, it sort of dawned on me yesterday his father and where he comes from, and this is not a kid who says, "Oh, I just roll out of bed and go play ball." You know, they must have had charts and graphs and blackboards in the house, and who knows what they had. You know, as a football coach, so that was pretty good. Bruce, if they said Matt Kemp is your left fielder for the Giants tomorrow, how would you feel?
I think he'd be an upgrade. He's not the same Kemp that really terrorized the league for several years, but he's still been doing some things. I mean, is that in the wind?
No, not really. I know, look, they want a left fielder. There's no question about it. They've got to stabilize all this shifting around, and they need someone to play left fielder, whether it's Mac Williamson, give him all the at-bats until they do something. But, look, the Braves are not going to win anything. And if you could move Matt Kemp for something that maybe could help you next year, I think they'd be interested.
He's hitting 333 with a 947 OPS.
The Giants are desperate for a major league left fielder because he could lift the lineup. So I'm just saying it myself, but I just would get your reaction to it because you've seen the player.
Well, yeah, that would definitely be an upgrade. I mean, I didn't realize he was hitting quite that high, but he's a bad boy up there when he's right, and he still can do some damage. He's not a great defensive left fielder, but you know, after you've seen what the Giants have trotted out there, I think he'd be kind of a breath of fresh air. I'm kind of curious about Austin Slater. It's obviously an entirely different situation. A kid who's never even been in the big leagues, but you know, they like what they've seen from him. They might give him a look later on, but you know, there's a little bit of urgency to this thing now, where you really got to get on the horse and get back in this thing, and a guy, you know, bringing up another sort of Arroyo type who's never been up might not be the answer right now.
Boy, Melanson, I thought, and again, I was in the bunker. I didn't see it last night, but they said Melanson, according to the guys on the wrap, they thought Melanson looked as good as he looked all year.
Definitely.
That was the first time I was really, you know, like that's great stuff. I love the way he disguises a curveball. It looks just like a fastball out of his hand, and next thing you know, it's down around your shins. And that was really encouraging. I mean, no surprise. I mean, the guy's been dominant out of the bullpen for years. And early on, and he, you know, his arm wasn't quite right. You're thinking, geez, really? It doesn't look that, you know, overpowering out there. But yesterday was a really good sign.
Boy, great to have you on this morning. And I'm looking forward to our conversation tomorrow, Memorial Day. It is one of those markers of a baseball season, and we get the one-third mark on Tuesday. So I'm keeping my eye on Colorado and Arizona. You know, we'll see what they do today. And you know, you've got to think of maybe a little bit of a losing streak here just to even things out. But the truth is, Giants have to win games.
Yeah. I think Arizona and Colorado, they've just been cruising so far. Something will happen there. They'll drop down, and when that happens, the Giants have to be on the upswing at the same time. But it's pretty interesting where the first thing you look at in the morning is what did the Rockies and the Diamondbacks do? I think it's great. I mean, I hope the Dodgers and Giants get in it, and there's four teams in it in September. That'd be unbelievable.
Well, today we got Kershaw and Lester going on down there at Chavez. That wouldn't be too bad. Huh, Bruce?
Oh my, that's a beautiful thing.
And we got Marquez and how about Marquez and Lynn? Who?
Yeah.
No, you know.
No.
And you got Corbin, and I'm not even sure who's pitching for the Brewers today. Oh, Nelson. How about Nelson and Corbin?
Steer me back to Lester and Kershaw, if you don't mind.
Really? All right. Hey, have a great day. Well, I'm looking forward to talking to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Bruce.
Sounds good. Talk to you then, guys.
All right. That is Bruce Jenkins of the Chronicle. It's a pleasure having him
sure.
on.
Sure.